God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to guide us. God's word to direct us. God's word to nourish us in our own faith and life is from the epistle lesson. But I want to concentrate on a couple verses. And verse 17 of chapter 5 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And one other verse toward the end of our text this morning. "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making his appeal through us." So far, God's word for our consideration, for our nourishment this morning. I want you to think about your Christian life. I want you to think about the life that God has given you. And I want you to think about so many times during that life we have questions. Questions of existence. Questions of science. Questions of life. And as we have questions for life, we also have other questions. Why am I here? Why was I born? Why am I in the midst of all of these things? What does God really want me to do in this life? These are questions that we have, and Paul addresses those questions because he tells us, those who are in Christ, behold, you are new creations. The old has passed away. Behold, new has come. You're a new person of God, even though you have sinned. Because Paul also tells us in the book of Romans that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have sinned. We have become rebellious. We have become disobedient. We fall away from God. We fall away from his word. So how can we be new creatures in Christ? How can we be new people? Because Paul says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, but I've sinned. I have fallen short of his glory. I have rebelled. I have gone a separate way. I have been like the second son in the parable in Luke, where Jesus talks about this parable, the young son takes his property and leaves. We've been like that rebellious son. And yet, in Christ, we are new creatures. Yet, in Christ, we are a new person. Yet, in Christ, we're like a flower that opens up in the springtime and bursts forth the color all around. We are that because of Jesus. Because of Jesus going to the cross for us. Because of Jesus dying and suffering for on our behalf. And then rising from the dead to give us everlasting life and forgiveness of sins. We are a new creation. The old has passed. Behold, the new has come. Sometimes we really don't feel like we're new creatures, do we? A lot of times that sin dwells in us, and as Paul also writes in the book of Romans, I do the very thing I wish not to do, and that is sin dwelling in me. We do that, don't we? And yet, God comes with his forgiving love in Jesus Christ. And he reaches out and he touches us again with that forgiving love that he has forgiven us in Jesus Christ. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And along with that newness, God gives us power. God gives us power by the Holy Spirit to believe. You know, that Holy Spirit comes into our hearts and lives and takes stubborn people and he molds them into those nice shining stars of Christ that as Paul says we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were entreating through us, as God were reaching out through us. This is a marvelous time that God works. He works in our hearts and lives and gives us the power and the strength to touch the lives of others. I shared in Bible class this morning how you've reached out and touched our lives over the last few months. Karen Fell had a new hip. You reached out with that love, with cards, with words of support and encouragement. Karen's mom of 101 years was called home to be with her Lord and Savior. You reached out again with cards of love and strength. You have been those ambassadors of Christ, as though God were entreating through you to touch the hearts and the lives of others. The hearts and the lives of Karen and I. This is what God does. This is how God works. And this is how he uses you to be that messenger of Christ. Therefore, in Christ, creatures are new. The old has passed, the new has come. You are ambassadors. When you think of an ambassador, you think of someone who represents something. You represent the Lord. You represent him in all you do and say. And you say, well, God, how can God use me? I haven't lived up to what my confirmation vows were. I haven't lived up to anything that I've learned. I haven't lived up to Christ, and even when I take his body and blood and leave church, I do the very thing that I hate to do. How can he use me? He uses all of us where we are. And I'm going to throw a name out. You may know that name. You may not. The name is John Newton. John Newton was a slave trader. John Newton lived for slavery in the mid-1800s. John Newton even took Christians to kill because they weren't following what he wanted. He was a huge, horrible man. He carried a whip on the edge of his belt, and any slave that didn't do his job in rowing the boat or being that slave, he would rip open his back. But you know, John Newton, God used John Newton. God came into John Newton's through various people who brought him to Christ to know Jesus as his Lord and Savior. You still don't know who John Newton is, do you? When you open up a hymnal, and you go to hymn in the LSB, hymn 744, what hymn do you sing? No cheating. No cheating. What? Oh, we got somebody who said it. Hymn 744 is Amazing Grace. John Newton wrote that hymn. John Newton wrote the hymn, and I got to make sure I say it because sometimes you forget. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, and now I am found. You see, God used John Newton, a horrible man, a sinner, one who had no time for God whatsoever. And God used him to express his faith, not just with Amazing Grace, but other hymns. God uses you. God uses you where you are. God uses your words. God uses your actions. God uses you to show Christ. the faith that you have in you. And you might say, well, you know, I'm shy, I can't do anything. God uses your time, your talents, your energy. He uses you where you are. He uses you as that ambassador. And I've often said, too, this illustration was, I heard on the Lutheran Hour one Sunday when I was traveling between Langdon and Munich, North Dakota, and Oswald Hoffman was the Lutheran Hour speaker at the time, and he used this verse, and he says, as God were coming down through your body and reaching out your hands, he uses you with those hands to celebrate, to tell others about Jesus, your Lord and Savior, your Redeemer, the one who will welcome you home someday. In Christ's holy name, amen.